Book 13. Assault on the Ships. When Zeus had brought great Hector and his Trojans into the beachhead by the ships, he left them to cruel toil of battle and to grief, while he himself with shining eyes turned north, gazing on the far lands of Thracian horsemen, Missai, hand-to-hand fighters, Hippomalgi, who live on mare's milk, nomads, Abii, most peaceable and just of men. And Zeus now kept his shining eyes away from Troy, confident that no other god would come to take a hand for Trojans or Danaans. But the strong god who makes the mainland shake had not been blind. Enthralled, watching the battle, he sat on woody Samos's highest ridge off Thrace, whence Ida could be seen in Tyre and Priam's town and the Achaean ships. He had climbed up from the salt sea, and now he pitied Achaeans beaten down by Trojans. Rancor within him deepened against Zeus. Then from the stony mountain down he went with mighty strides. A tremor shook the crags and forest under Poseidon's immortal feet. 3 giant steps, then 4, and he was home at Aegae, where his golden chambers glimmer in the green depth and never wash away. Here he entered. Into his chariot shafts he backed his racing team with golden manes, put on his golden mantle, took his whip of pliant gold, stepped up into his car and rolled out on the waves. Great fish beneath him gambled from every quarter of the deep, aware their lord rode overhead. In laughter white caps parted, and the team full tilt airily drew unwetted the axle-tree. With leap on leap they bore him toward the beachhead. There is a cavern deep in the deep sea, midway between the rocky isle of Imbros and Tenedos. Here he who shakes the islands drove his horses down, unharnessed them, tossed them heavenly fodder, looped their hocks with golden hobbles none could break or slip, that they should abide here their lord's return. And off he went to the Achaean army. Now like a storm or prairie fire, swarming steadily after Hector, son of Priam, the Trojans roared as one man, on the verge, they thought, of capturing the Achaean ships and dealing death to the best men around them.